Don't you have some dirty jokes to go tell?
It's sports news skewered. The sports kebab.
All right, Jared. The floor is yours.
Well,
comb your hair.
The floor is mine, and that's where the bar is set. So, we'll start with the sports kebab, and I gotta admit to you guys right off the bat that I'm a little tired. I'm exhausted. In fact, it has been an extremely stressful week for me, and it was all due to a miscommunication, a misidentification, and a misunderstanding. Okay, I could barely sleep. I couldn't relax. Every moment of every day, I'm on edge. All because a team of Australian shepherds were trying to hunt me down and shear me. And I got the wrong guy, I said. Did you guys see the story? You must have seen the story about a wild Australian sheep.
I didn't see it. Did you see it, Beck?
What are you talking about?
That's crazy. So, here's what happened. Did you see this? Did you see what happened in the news? A wild Australia sheep was found with 78 pounds of wool encasing its body. Apparently the sheep was adrift for a long time and no one had seen that wool in 10 years. Now, that's not to be confused with the wool that no one has seen in 20 years. Robert. Arliss. Now, I am here to report that the sheep was finally forced to get a haircut. Not because of health reasons, but because he signed with the New York Yankees. Very strict there. I'm kidding, of course, but the sheep was shorn of its insane 78 pounds of wool. They say this is the first time someone has gotten rid of 78 pounds of crazy since Nicole Kidman divorced Tom Cruise.
Oh.
He's a tiny man.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. And yes, this is something, though. Have you seen the before and after? Have you seen the pictures of the sheep after the haircut?
Oh, no. Yeah.
I have not.
I have.
Wow.
It's pretty
very
crazy.
Pink.
Yeah, the thing went from chunky, torn up, and disgusting to beautiful and smooth, sort of like the opposite of what happened to the ice during the Lake Tahoe game. Yeah, that seemed like a good idea on paper, huh, that
mm-hmm.
game?
Just right on ice.
It was crazy. It was crazy, though, if you look at the before and after pictures. The way that the small sheep shrunk. Like, it looks like a totally different thing. I haven't seen a lamb disappear like that since the last three D-backs years of Jake. I actually think the sheep looked better before, too. And, of course, I would think that with my hair. Yes. But afterwards, it's scrawny, it's pale, sickly, pink, completely smooth. That's not how I want my sheep to look, okay? NBA commissioners, maybe, but not, not sheep. But yes, NBA commissioner and French singing candlestick, Adam Silver, made local news.
Be our guest.
That's right. He made local news when he made the call to Devin Booker and named him a replacement for the Western Conference All-Stars. Now, the call from Silver was unique, not because it was the second year in a row that Booker was named a replacement, but because it was the first time in quite a while that Silver had offered anyone anything without demanding eternal damnation in the fiery pits of hell in return. So lucky for Devin. That is something, though. Devin Booker, Mr. Fill-In, right? Think about that. First, he was named a replacement for Damian Lillard on last year's All-Star team.
Uh-huh.
Then he was named a replacement for Anthony Davis on this year's All-Star team. Now, today, he was named a replacement for Kanye on the Kardashian All-Star team.
Jeez.
Gotta fill some slots there. I am just happy that Booker made the team, and I'm still confused about why he has to be a replacement again, right? He's playing great. The team is winning. Yet he keeps getting overlooked, and stars keep getting selected ahead of him. Every year they announce the All-Stars, and more players get past him than DeAndre Ayton defending the perimeter. And I'm sorry. I'm unnecessary. Okay, all right. Let's move on to something different then. Entertainment news, right? That's what you come to the Sports Kebab for. In entertainment news, did you see this? The Paramount Network will be rebooting the show Frasier. Did you see
that? I did not see that.
For real, yes. It's funny it's not on Peacock, but it is on the Paramount one. The plot of the reboot will center around psychiatrist Fraser Crane returning to Seattle to consult and analyze a depressed and furious Russell Wilson. Yes, there's trouble in the Emerald City as Russell Wilson appears to be butting heads with the Seahawks franchise and head coach Pete Carroll. And this is not the first time there has been strife like this. Wilson famously had issues at NC State before moving to Wisconsin. And Pete Carroll, of course, initially had problems with Julia Roberts early on the set of Pretty Woman. Before that was...
Yeah.
Came across.
So stupid.
I know it's stupid. But now the rumors of Wilson's unhappiness, we've talked about this, began to circulate when he was seen in the commissioner's box at the Super Bowl looking absolutely miserable. Now, to be fair, how would you feel if you had to spend the evening with Roger Goodell? So, you might have that look anyway. But the Russell Wilson Seahawks tale, in conclusion here, it's actually the perfect Seattle story when you think about it. The perfect trip through grunge history. See, the first few years were Nirvana. Making Super Bowls, everyone was happy, the fan base floating in the air like a bunch of pixies as the Russell Wilson era warmed their collective souls. The team was fun, the best thing in Seattle since Peyton and Kemp and the rest of that Sonic youth. But the last 6 years, no Super Bowl. They zoom to the playoffs, but then get stuck in the mud, honey. Then in the offseason, they fail to fill the hole in their O-line. Wilson wants to play with the spirit of fun like Alice in Wonderland, but Carroll has put Alice in chains.
Well done.
Wilson started getting upset, and the whispers behind the scenes grew until they were a sound garden. And the complaints filled with screaming trees. So now the franchise is in a Pearl Jam. And if they lose a quarterback in his prime, man, that is Bush. What a bunch of Melvins.
I was wondering if you're going to get them in there.
The only one I couldn't figure out was Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, but does Bush fit? That was well done. I really enjoyed that last.
Yeah, Bush
that
is
very well done.
Bush is they're in that grunge era.
They are.
I
don't consider the Pixies a grunge band either.
I do too.
Quibbling because I really like the way
well
you wrote the whole thing. That was good.
Could not figure out Stone Temple Pilots, and I stretched for Alice in Chains, but I got
that
it.
That was good.
Thank you.
Well done, Jared.
Thank you.
And how about throwing some shade to one-time Bickley and Murata guest, Robert Wall?
What did happen to him?
Remember when we sat down with him at the Super Bowl?
Yes. Well,
that was before
and we were blown away. Just cat off the top of his head, his knowledge of the Diamondbacks organization was crazy. I still remember that interview like it was yesterday.
Really?
He walked away and I was like, wow, he really knows his stuff. He could be an agent.
When was the last time you saw him in anything, though?
Bull Durham's always on the MLB network.
30 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Wow.
I liked Arliss. Arliss was a good show.
Ahead of its time, I think.
It was.
I never got into that
show. You didn't?
No.
I think today it would be sort of viewed, it could have gotten sort of the niche that Ballers had or Entourage had with like the star cameos and celebrity cameos and athlete cameos and stuff. And
it was on for a long time.
It was on for a long time, but it was on during the early HBO years where it was the Larry Sanders Show and Mind of a Married Man.
Dream On?
Yeah.
What a great show that was. Well done today, Jared.
Thank you.
Sports Kebab. Very creative ending there for the grunge fans out there. You can follow Jarrett on Twitter at Jarrett GC, JARRETTGC.